The current amputation paradigm breaks these dynamic muscle relationships, and in so doing, eliminates normal proprioceptive sensations. Consequently, a standard artificial limb cannot feed back information into the nervous system about where the prosthesis is in space. The patient, therefore, cannot sense and feel the positions and movements of the prosthetic joint without seeing it with their eyes. My legs were amputated using this Civil War era methodology. I can feel my feet, I can feel them right now, as a phantom awareness. But when I try to move them, I cannot. It feels like they're stuck inside rigid ski boots. To solve these problems at MIT, we invented the agonist-antagonist mild neural interface, or AMI for short. The AMI is a method to connect nerves within the residuum to an external bionic prosthesis. How is the AMI designed, and how does it work? The AMI comprises two muscles that are surgically connected, an agonist linked to an antagonist. When the agonist contracts upon electrical activation, it stretches the antagonist. This muscle-dynamic interaction causes biological sensors within the muscle tendon to send information through the nerve to the central nervous system, relating information on the muscle tendon's length, speed, and force. This is how muscle tendon proprioception works, and it's the primary way we as humans can feel and sense the positions, movements, and forces on our limbs.